Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA. We've been gone. We've been gone for 2 weeks.
It feels like forever. It
feels like forever. Like I was like getting ready to do this today and I was like, whoa, like I haven't sat in this chair for like 2 weeks. It's my podcast chair.
Oh, you have a special podcast chair?
Well, it's actually the only chair in my apartment. So it's my podcast chair, and sometimes I put it at my, I have a nook, so I don't like have to sit in a chair in my dining room.
Sure.
And you know, and I don't have friends.
I do it on my couch, so
yeah. Okay, how do you
say? I mean, we're in a studio together.
Oh yeah, we're in a studio. We're sponsored by Podcast One.
No, we would never go to podcast.
No, we would never. We're not.
Sheena's there.
We're not. We're not sellouts unless you give us a lot of money. Then we'll sell out for anything.
Wait, I saw a couple Instagrams of Sheena this week, and her pants, she wears them so high. I mean, I wish I was as skinny as her and everything, but what's the deal? Or does she have, like, a long torso, like her belly button's high?
Maybe she's dead. She did the Tamara thing. She doesn't have a belly button. Because she looks like an alien. Maybe she is an alien.
No, the new thing is, like, people want to have a tight belly button for penises.
No, Mary, no. We're only 1.5 minutes into this. We already have the vocal.
I can't get over that joke.
Or the visual. I can't. Now I'm thinking about it. No, we're going to keep going. It's too soon. I can't cut out. I can't do it. Plus, we don't know how to edit.
Okay, well, tell us about your Thanksgiving weekend, because you saw a certain Bravo celebrity.
Oh, I did. So on Saturday after Thanksgiving, we had the Thanksgiving week off. We hope you guys all enjoyed the bonus episode, by the way, of the table flip. But we took Thanksgiving off. So on Saturday, my sister goes to USC, and she asked me, hey, do you want to go to game day? It's my last one. She's graduating this year. So I was like, yeah, this will be super fun. So I was talking to my friend down in Orange County, and I was like, oh, we should meet up while I'm down here. Like, I haven't seen you in forever. And he's like, yeah, sure. And then it ended up we didn't, like, meet up. And I was like, oh, well. And he's like, oh, maybe we can meet up, like, Saturday or something. I'm like, oh, I'm going to the USC game. He's like, oh, I am too. I'm like, you are? And he's like, yeah, I'm going with some friends. And I'm like, are you going with Shannon? And he was going with Shannon Bedore. So anyways, then we were like, well, we should meet up. And I'm like, I don't need to, like, meet Shannon. Like, I don't think I could, like, tell her who I was.
Courtney texted me. She's like, I potentially can meet Shannon today. And we both decided, do not tell her who we are.
Yeah.
Even that I was going to be there, but I was like, just, you know, don't mention that you're, like, two judgy girls.
Right. And so anyways, one judgy girl. So then I was, like, trying to meet up with him, and we were like, obviously, like, alcohol had been consumed, and we weren't, like, figuring out where we were. And then, like, I ended up, like, running straight into him. And I was like, oh, hey. And I, like, saw her walk by. But I was like, what am I going to do? Like, it could be like, oh, my God, Shannon. So I just was, like, talking to him for a minute. And I was like, okay, well, like, I'll see you later, you know, whatever. So then my sister and I go in, and we go into the bathroom. And as I, like, come out from the bathroom, here, like, hey, aren't you so-and-so's friend? And I'm like, who's talking to me? And I, like, look over, and it's Shannon.
And I was like, how did she recognize you? It was because of that FaceTime.
Well, she saw me walk by, and I, like, shouted out his name. So I feel like maybe she'd, like, seen me there or whatever. But anyway, she was so sweet, so lovely. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I've known him since high school. Like, we're good friends. Like, we go way back. And she's like, oh, yeah, he's great. And then, like, somebody came up and was like, oh, my God, I would never do this, but can I get your photo? And I wanted to be like, we're having a conversation. And then I was like, no, you can't have my photo.
Did you say that?
No, I'm just kidding. No, but I was like.
That would have been pretty funny.
No, I didn't. But then I was like, okay, like, sure. And I, like,
do it. No, it would have been even funnier, like, if they didn't recognize Shannon, but they recognized you. Then Shannon put it together who you were.
And, like, Shannon had to take the photo of us. But anyway, so then somebody, like, came up, so I was like, okay, I'll, like, take the picture. And then her friend, like, came running up and was like, no bathroom photos. I was like, I'm sorry, I already took the photo, like, but don't worry, I didn't get any bathroom stuff in it.
Wait, Shannon's friend said no bathroom photos?
Yeah, I think, like, just, like, don't put, like, Shannon in any, which makes sense, right? Like, I guess. I don't know. I made sure I didn't get any bathroom stuff. I got, like, the wall in it. But anyway, she was, like, very lovely. And I was like,
how'd she look? Let's talk about physically.
She looked great. She was wearing, like, it was, like, so funny because I was wearing, like, jeans, like, a USC sweatshirt and, like, Vans. Like, obviously, I was trying real hard. And then she had, like, a leather jacket on. Her hair and makeup was done. Like, she was wearing, like, cute pants, like heeled boots. And I was like, am I supposed to be trying harder? She looked good. She looked really good. I was surprised to see how good she looked in person.
I feel like when I go to, like, a Warriors game, like, sometimes I throw on the leather jacket to be cool.
Yeah.
I've definitely worn, like, knee-high boots because I pretend like I'm on Basketball Wives and, like, some gold hoop earrings, but I'm in the nosebleeds.
Well, and maybe I would have done that, but I was hanging out, like, with, like, a bunch of 21-year-olds. And so I was like,
did you feel like a grandma?
Oh my God. I kept being like, they'd be like, let's take shots. And I'm like, I'm just like too old for this. I'm too old. And they're like, oh, what are you? Like 23. I was like, give me the shot.
And then let me guess, you probably took morning recovery with you, didn't you? Did you show those college kids what you have to do? Take morning recovery?
Tell me what I have to do.
Well, it's pretty simple, guys. Okay. You can have your shots, you can have your wine, and then you drink morning recovery. Because let's face it, who doesn't want to do more the next day? You guys go to morningrecoverydrink.com/
Start it over.
TJG. And you use the code and they'll give you 20% off morningrecoverydrink.com code TJG for 20% off. And I swear, Winter Mary was saved this Thanksgiving season because of this drink.
So let's talk about your Thanksgiving season. What did you do this? Like, what did you do?
So much fun. I love the holidays. I love things decorated. I brought out my winter clothes. I think I'm in Mob Wives.
With your furs. Mary loves a good fur.
I love to wear furs. Mm-hmm. And...
Well, here's what was funny to me, though, right? You're like, I have all week off. We don't have a pod this week. Like, I can do so much. I'm going to get so much done.
Going to be so productive.
And then...
I did nothing. And then I had a panic attack on Monday at school. I was like, oh my God, I'm so behind on everything. I literally, like, this whole week has been so stressful.
Oh no.
Like, my principal's coming in being like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine.
Life is fine. Everything's fine. Everything's on fire. Yeah. But, too soon. Sorry, guys. Anyways, but yeah, it's been like, I just was like laughing. So I was like, well, what are you doing? You're like, I'm going to go to a winery today. I'm going to drink my morning recovery with it. Like, you just.
That was like I went to a winery on like Monday.
Oh, the week has been a long. Like, this week has been a very long.
That was
week.
Last Monday.
Oh, that's right. And you went live.
I did.
Uh-huh. So we had like kind of like a lot happened this week. We had like the OC reunion. We had a Dallas finale. We had like a Below Deck. We finally got the firing episodes, which I have to say, can we just.
You love like, double fire?
Yes, but I felt like it was done so fast. It was done like in the first like 20 minutes of it that I was like, you know, the previous episodes like got me like really excited. Now, granted, I was really excited for Tuesday's episode. Like that episode was the only episode I looked forward to of all the shows that we watched. Like that was like appointment TV for me.
Next week, I have goosebumps when Ashton goes overboard. That is so scary.
It's so and Riley is just so calm. She's like, man overboard.
Right.
Like on the radio.
You know what's actually people say, like I've had like weird work emergencies and I like go into this mode. Yeah, like where I'm like,
just like a okay, calmness.
It's fine. Okay, this is what we got to do. Doom, 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 boom, boom. We're safe.
I'm like, oh God, I can't help you. I'm like, I do know CPR, but I'm not going to use it on you because I don't know what's going on. I'm very frightened. I'm going to go run the other room.
No, it's interesting to see like what kind of modes people go in. Yeah. Either like panic or they're really good in the situation. Like Cameron Westcott would be like screaming with her head falling.
I think she'd be good.
Oh, I don't think she'd be good at all. Are you kidding me? She'd be like, my pet's heads are falling off.
She'd be like, but that's because they ate Sparkle dog food.
I actually think Brandy would be really good.
I think Brandy would be good too. I think Stephanie would not be as good. I think Carrie would be good, and then Leanne would just give you a death stare, and you'd just die instantly. That was by far the scariest thing I had ever seen. And I was like, I have to give props to Brandy because she did not even flinch.
I know. She's like, I'm not scared of you. I'm like, I am.
I'm like,
she was possessed.
No joke. I thought she was going to like ring style come through my TV.
She was possessed. It was like she went into a different, like she morphed. Yeah. It was like Power Rangers.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get into that. But below, I want to just talk about Below Deck first.
Okay. So basically it starts out Captain Lee brings in Chandler and he's like, I think you got to go. And it was like very amicable.
Right. Like that's why I was like, it wasn't this, yeah, it wasn't this crazy firing. Like they almost let it seem like, hey, why don't you just tell people you're leaving?
It was just like, let's part ways. This isn't working out. But I kind of understand when he he's not a good manager. He's not a good leader. He's probably a good on the boat, but he doesn't know how to dictate jobs.
Well, we know he's good at eating ice cream and taking naps and yelling at Riley.
Yes. He was just so frustrated by her.
But I also, well, first off, I don't really like Riley. I think she has some weird anger issue and, you know, whatever. But it was like when Ross got promoted, I was like, yes, Ross.
He's a sweetheart.
I love him. I have like a little crushy crush on him.
I kind of did too.
Like, I mean, I thought also that he was like the MVP of this episode because I'm glad that Caroline got fired, right? Or not fired, but she quit and then she decided like, oh, I'm not working for 2 days, so I'm just going to like use squatter rights and sit in this bunk and sleep. And then they played all that music and I was like.
So I have a thing about her. So she's going crazy on Twitter right now.
Yes.
She's basically losing her mind. But I have a feeling there's some kind of drug addiction and I think that comes with that, like the hypochondriac in her, like she kept on having, she had the foot thing.
You think that she was getting prescribed pills because she needed to like keep up on her?
Yeah. Like I think
she's like abusing the pills.
I've met this person before for sure.
What's you her know, name? Like what's her name? Ashley Jacobs?
No, but like the person that's always like sick or hurt and they're constantly going to the doctor and it's like
Kim Richards. Just suck it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they're like getting medicine. So
yeah, no, it makes sense.
She's definitely not all there.
I mean, again, if you guys didn't know, we're not doctors. But these are, you know, we're unqualified to give this. So whatever. I think it's fine.
No, I'm just saying I think she's dependent on drugs.
I just don't think that Kate and Josiah handled it. Like, here's the thing. Like, I love Kate. I think Kate's great. I think she's, like, way better of a stew than Hannah is. But she does have, like, a little mean girl in her where I always think she takes it a little too far. That makes me can't always be 100% on her side.
So, I think Kate's a hard worker. I do think she has a resting bitch face, and Caroline did screw them over. She said, I'll give you 2 days. And then she's like, no, I'm not coming out anymore. They're like, then get off the fucking boat.
But like, let's be real though, whether she was working or not, it would be the same level of service.
Right. But the whole presence of her, like she still screwed them. Like, no, if you're going to leave, we could start looking for someone else. Right. But the blaring of the music was over the top. That was like, I'm going to say the word bullying.
Ooh.
And I hate that word, actually.
I will agree on that. And then, so that's why I loved Ross, though, because he was like, oh, come on, you guys. Like,
He stepped in. He stood up. When they go low, we go high.
Well, now, so here's my thing, though. Like, if she didn't lock the door, what would they have done when they went in there? Like, just thrown her stuff?
Just, like, talk to her more, like, face to face. Like, get your shit together and kind of, thrown her blow dryer.
Like, I just felt, but I did die when she, like, finally went to the captain. Kate's, like, on the radio, and she's like, Caroline, quit. Get her out of here. So she, like, goes up there. She's like, hi, Cappy. And I was like, first off, there's one Cappy, and he's Cappy from the show Greek on ABC Family from years ago. It's the only Cappy.
Unfamiliar.
What?
Unfamiliar. No, I didn't watch that show. But we also, we're talking about Greek, and I was, like, trying to go back on Facebook and see if we had any sorority pictures of us two together.
Oh, I'm sure I do, but I've literally hid every single album I've ever posted.
I was like trying to like give a frat party photo of us, like so we could have been like the Dallas Girls. Oh God, I wanted to be at that party.
Okay, hold on.
Sorry, ADD again.
Okay, so then when Caroline went up to Captain Lee and she had notes written.
I know, but that was kind of smart.
But they were wrong notes. They weren't truthful.
I know. I think she just decided what she wanted to say, though.
It was just, and then she's going crazy on Twitter. And she basically admits on Twitter she wasn't invited to the reunion.
She doesn't deserve it. It's only like 5 episodes in.
I know. But remember, she would say, like in the beginning, she kept being like on Twitter, like, you'll all see the truth, which makes me feel like very Shannon Bedore of like when they tried to, you know, say she was like, she needed an ambulance. But she's like, at the reunion, you're all going to see how these people treated me. Oh, man, I'm going to go in on them. And then she's like, well, I'm not going to be at the reunion, probably because I'm not invited, but I'm still not going to be there. And, you know, it's like you and me saying like, we're not going to be at the reunion either. because, again, we weren't invited.
Right.
We weren't invited
to anything.
But I don't, Riley was, like, out of control with the stuff that she was doing to our sweet little Adrian.
I know.
It's like, he's like,
Adrian's just a calm spirit that wants to make delicious food.
Now, did he get a little snappy at, like, the little ocean party? Yeah, he did. But, you know.
But I think at the end of the day, he's like, I'm feeding all the guests and you, and I don't even have someone to help prep. Like, you can't have this all set up. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right. I'm ready for a new blood. I'm wondering if it's going to be somebody from a previous season or if we're getting brand new people.
I don't think the new stew is.
Okay. But I wonder because he made it seem like the guy who is coming. I'm like, I would love for Kelly to come back.
I love the return castmate because it's like, I think with Below Deck, there's too many new people.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And it's like, I actually really
Bobby
like
Bobby back in there.
No.
I would like him. He's like.
But wasn't Bobby on Hannah's season?
Yeah, but it's like they can all intermix.
No.
He doesn't have Newport in Florida.
First off, one is Below Deck and one is Below Deck Med. They don't go to the same places. But Bobby was on, remember when he did Dorit's Fever Party?
Yeah. He was on Fever. Uh-huh. I've been going all through the night. Fever. Sorry. Okay, let's talk about Dirty John. I want to talk about how I did a post about Dirty John and then put Brooks in it as well. Mm-hmm. And someone reported it on Instagram and it got taken down.
And it's like, this is why Mary doesn't do posts.
Why? Like, who reported that?
Was it like Brooks's new wife?
When me and Courtney were like, who reported that? We found out Vicky stopped following us as well, too.
Which is like really sad because she was like an OG TJG. But, you know, if you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen.
But she didn't block us. She just unfollowed us. Right. She's not like Tamara.
Right. But like Brianna and Ryan are still following. So thank God.
Yeah. But what did you think about Dirty John?
So have you finished the podcast yet? Because I know you started just listening to it recently.
So I kind of know what happens, but I have one more episode left.
Okay. Well,
it's not that long.
Well, so what's interesting is that they sped through the first couple of episodes pretty fast in the first episode. So like, yeah. I wonder if they're going to be doing some like back scenes, if we're going to get like some, a little bit more, because like, I don't think like the whole move-in was until like episode 3 or something.
I still really need to see the Dateline.
Yeah. You should probably watch that. I haven't, but
it's
feel like
it's not on demand.
Well, I'm sure you could find it on the internet.
No, you definitely can, but I like to watch on the big screen.
Well, yeah, you're going to have to get like something where you can just mirror screen. Anyways, that's besides the point. Eric Bana is still just like too good looking for me, though.
Mm-hmm. But the real Dirty John was too.
But I think that they did a really nice service to Deborah by casting Connie Britton.
She's pretty, though, the real girl.
Connie Britton is by far more.
Connie Britton's gorge.
I mean,
I want that hair.
The real, I'll give you her formula. I know it. But
should I do what? I'm getting my hair done on Wednesday.
I mean, it's basically the same color as your hair now. We'll talk about that later. We're going to, let's back on track. Come on. Okay. Sorry, guys. But I thought it was good. I thought it was good, though. Did you like it?
No, I did. I really enjoyed it. I think the daughters are doing a really good job because those voices sound like the same as the podcast voices.
/ not as annoying. Like the younger daughter, I was like, ugh, this voice. And I was like, ugh, but remember, it's not as bad as the original.
No, I'm excited. I'm enjoying that. And then I have a new show for you guys. Okay. It's on A&E. It's The Clinton Affair. And it's basically the first time that Monica Lewinsky has talked about it. And it's a 6-parter. I dove right in, you guys. I only have one more episode left.
Are they all available?
I would have been Monica. I would have slept with Bill.
Okay.
When you were 22? Come on.
But
he totally manipulated her. This would never happen now. #MeToo.
Okay. Well, but it would because somebody told him to grab him by the pussy. But we're not political. So anyways, The Clinton Affair, are all 6 episodes available?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I can get it from A&E?
Yes.
Wow.
And really, really enjoyed it.
Okay.
Because I was too young to really know what was going on. I just thought she was, I remember thinking like she was a slut. She was not.
You thought she was a slut?
Like when I was little, like I remember thinking that she was, I remember like having some conversations about this.
Oh, I was probably like 10. Yeah, it was like we weren't that old. It was like 8 or 9, 10.
Carmi loves a good case, like the OJ, Monica, anything like that. So, my mom loves.
So this is how you bonded over Thanksgiving?
That was just like morning breakfast talk.
Oh.
OJ Simpson and Monica Lewinsky.
Well, my mom, I got my mom to watch Dirty John with me. And so that was like how we bonded over Thanksgiving. Oh, also, I have to talk about the show that my mom got me hooked on. Love After. Okay, so you have the Clinton affair, which is like, you know, history and this is how things are. And then you have Love After Lockup. Might be on the same level as 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days.
What kind of, like, what were they locked up for?
You know, it depends.
Okay.
there's no, like, ifs, ands, like, why you were locked up. It doesn't matter. The point is, while you were there, you found love. And when you get out, you're seeing if your love can make it.
Oh, so is this like they wrote jail letters to each other?
Yeah, basically.
So they met while behind bars.
No, so but one like, of them is
one
behind
person
bars.
Was outside.
Yes, exactly. And so it's like these couples, but it's like young people.
So are they kind of like high profile cases? Like, I'm sure like Scott Peterson has to have a ton of girlfriends in jail.
No, this is like a reality show. Mary, you're going too deep into this. This is like 90 Day Fiancé, but instead of the 90 days for a fiancé, it's like 90 days with like the ex-jailbird. So okay. It's like that same level where it's like the girl like can't understand why the guy doesn't want to get married. Like the guy while he's in prison is like, we are going to get married. I love you so much, baby, blah, blah. And like these people are like financing their lives in jail, right? And then like they get out and they're like, well, I'm trying to like live my freedom. Like he's like a 26-year-old. He's been in jail since he was like 18. His name is Garrett. He's like a jailbird Travis Kelce from the Kansas City Chiefs. Like he looks like him, but like a jailed version of him.
Okay.
And so she's like, and these girls are like crazy. Like they're like, you said when you got out that we're gonna get married right away. And this guy's like, I've never drank at a bar before. Like,
oh,
mm-hmm. Like he wants to like live his life. Like he's like staying out all night, hanging out with the wrong people. And she's like, I just like don't get it. And then they decide to go like elope. And she's like, you know, if you love me, you wouldn't make me do this. And then,
oh, okay, got it.
So, anyways, a new season starts tomorrow or next week. Next week. So if you want, that, and that's on WeTV. I don't think I explained it well enough, but it's just know it's really good.
Sounds like a Mary,
when you
I would watch that.
You would watch it. You would love it. Okay.
Fair. Okay, and then VPR starts on Monday, and it's like, when is Stassi revealing the engagement? I feel like it's like she's trying a lead up to the premiere. What do you think?
I don't think she's engaged.
I do. Okay, fine.
I don't think so. I know you're on this boat.
She is.
I'm just, like, so excited because it's, like, Jax, the quote-unquote changed man is back.
Yes.
He's back to his old ways where he's going in on James. Like, I'm like, James is a loser. Everybody knows that. Like, why is this your fight?
Yeah. I feel like this is James's last season, too.
Oh, definitely. I feel like this should maybe be all of their last seasons, and let's give Stassi a spinoff.
Say it ain't so.
Listen, I
love watching Tom, and Jax.
And Jax, Mary.
I do. Mm. He adds comedic relief. He's a good narrator.
But he's like, it's like, he doesn't know how that he's like, we're laughing
he
at
drowned.
Him.
Like, we have to appreciate moments like that.
Right. So we're laughing at him and he doesn't realize it.
Yeah, okay. Let's enjoy this moment.
Okay, I'm just saying, like, I, at some point, like, these, how about this? I'd actually rather it go back to the core. Like, get rid of Sheena. I'm sorry, I don't need any more of her. Ariana needs to be a side player. I don't care that she's now a former lesbian.
Right.
Like, get rid of James. Raquel and her glass eye collection can get out of town. And then, like, don't bring us,
but
like,
Cornea, that's, like, mean. I have a glass eye. You do it better. Say I have a glass eye in Raquel's voice.
James, they're being mean to me and talking about my glass eye, and if I could cry out of it, you'd see tears, but it's fake.
No, but it's like, I just want, like, the WeHo witches.
Right.
I want Stassi, I want Kristen, I want Katie, and I want Tom, and Jax.
Do you want
the original cast?
I don't really care if Brittany's here or not, to be honest. And I'm really concerned about her eyebrows.
You can rot in hell. You can eat Hooters, buffalo wings, all you want, and eat Taco Bell and dip ranch dressing in everything. I want a ranch bath.
But, oh, by the way, did you...
On my honeymoon, I would like to go into a hotel, and in the bathtub is filled with ranch dressing.
Oh, God. Gross.
And then me and Jax, we feed chicken fingers. And
Jax like, licks
them Jax. In between his toe. Yes. No, in my toe.
Yeah, yes. It's like Jax licks off the ranch from my toes, and he loves it because that ranch has been stewing there for days, so it's nice and dirty. And then he puts his penis in my belly button. Oh my God, you guys, I am so sorry.
Penis in the belly button.
I am so sorry.
Disgusting. I don't know where this joke went so wrong. Tamara and Eddie bit my baby.
Oh my God, we have to move on. Guys, if you're... Oh, wow. Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Okay, in other news. In Dallas, apparently they're already starting casting for the new season, and I heard Carrie's going to be gone.
Okay, here's my thing. I actually am over Leanne.
I agree. She's too...
It's too calculated. She's too absolutely. On. So it's like, I could like... And I also feel like it needs to be her or Brandy. Because I can't... We can't have like another season of them fighting. Let's be honest. We could have another season of them fighting and we'll still watch it. Like, we just hate watch the shows, you know? But I just feel like Carrie, towards the end of the season, like, she was enjoyable to me. I didn't like her in the beginning, but then, like, she grew on me in the fact that she was just, like, she was kind of like a shit stirrer, but she was, like, honest about it.
Right. I think there was just, like, she didn't really have a story to tell. It was like, I'm so connected to my father now that I went to Copenhagen, but I didn't really go with my dad.
Right. But now we have a connection. We can talk about things that we've both been to, but not together.
Yeah. So that was really fun to connect on.
Yeah. Here's the picture of Mark's naked ass. Remember when you did that, Dad? Here's the picture of you. Let's look at it. That's weird. That's all.
Mark looks a little heavier.
Yeah. Mark's... Yeah.
And he'd never done a jello shot. Like, have you lived?
Let's just go into Dallas.
No, wait. We can, but also...
just but get it also, out real quick.
The last thing is, in Southern Charm, Catherine hung out with Austin on Thanksgiving. They totally, like, posted this photo to get, like, attention of, like, oh, are they together or something? It's like, no, they just spent Thanksgiving together. And Catherine, I think it wasn't the most flattering angle, and someone was like...
Oh, is she pregnant? And she's like, just gained some weight. Thanks for asking. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so glad we don't really post pictures of ourselves that often.
I know, right?
People are so just, ugh. Also, before we get into Dallas, good news. The jury is back.
Yes. And you guys are being so polite. We appreciate
that. We are loving the new jury speaks. Well, the old jury speaks, but we're appreciative of how respectful everybody is being. And it's been so fun to talk this stuff with you guys again. So I hope that everything sticks through. And if you need a refresher of what not to do or do, there's rules.
Really, it's simple. You talk shit about Bravo celebrities, just not each other.
Right. Great call. Yes. So anyways, let's talk Dallas, though.
I wanted to be at this frat party so badly.
Stephanie knows how to throw a party.
The foam machine? I don't actually think I've ever been to a foam party because I was like Cameron and I heard that disease thing.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to a foam party?
I don't think there ever was. Like, I don't recall ever having one at state.
No, I never... And, like, we went to Mexico a lot. I never did that there either.
I never went to Mexico.
I think we missed out.
I feel like I'm okay.
Did you go to a foam party at USC this weekend?
I did not. But I did play a really weird game called Beer Dice.
What?
You literally throw a dice up in the air, and it has to hit the other side of the ping pong table, and then the other person has to not catch it. It is very strange, and I was talking shit. I was like, this game is so stupid, let me play. And I was like, the whole time, I'm like, this game sucks. And I'm like, okay, it's kind of fun.
Okay.
But again, I think the kids thought I was younger. So that was a deterrence for me, but that's besides the point.
But this party made me nostalgic. The red Solo cups, but then that reminded me of Kim Zolciak Bierman, so then I kind of got mad.
Can I also just mention too, Kim Zolciak Bierman posted this photo of her and Croy on vacation. Croy's wearing like a white Speedo, and she photoshopped his dick.
It looks huge.
But there, she literally has the reflection of the pool in the photo where you can see it's definitely smaller.
I just don't get it.
It's very strange.
It's one thing to Photoshop your kid's butt, but not your husband's dick.
Come on, have some respect, Kim.
Yeah, jeez.
But yeah, no, I love
don't
this.
Don't be tardy for the party. Boom.
So I love this party, though. It was, like, so funny because, like, I love Stephanie's shirt. It was, like, Harvard Community College. Brandy showed up in her. So I
cheerleading. Did she cheerlead at?
I was just going to ask you this. I didn't think she went to college. I don't know why I thought that.
Well, Leanne didn't. She made a snide comment about that.
What did she say?
Oh, because Leanne and Cameron show up as if totally whatever Cher Horowitz.
Well, first off, no. Cam showed up as Cher, and then Leanne showed up as Amber. Remember when, like, in Clueless, when Cher is like, oh, was that you going through my laundry last week? When you're wearing like that velvet dress. Like, Leanne showed up as a rodeo clown.
Yeah, and then she went out and bought the same thing.
Yeah, which...
That was kind of creepy.
Yeah.
That was single white female. But, and then she was like, well... She made some comment like, well, Leanne didn't know what to wear because she didn't go to college.
Oh, Brandy made a comment. Well, if she went to college, who's running the carnival?
She worked on the carnival for like 2 years. Living up that carnival life.
Yeah. I'm trying to see. So Brandy is a graduate of Texas Women's University. So I'm going to say no, she did not cheerlead.
Literally said, like she said in the thing, that she was a cheerleader in college and like kind of missed out on the frat scene because she always wanted to be skinny and like had to lose weight.
Right, but I think she was a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader while in college.
Oh,
that's what I'm guessing. I don't know if somebody wants to correct us, feel free to and let us know. But that's what I was taking from it because I don't think that they had cheerleaders at the women's college.
Right,
or maybe they did. Maybe they did.
I don't know. Okay, so they did the slogan was Travis fucking Holman. Like T-Phi-H?
Tau Phi Eta? You don't remember your Greek letters anymore?
I like barely passed the test. Like, I think I cheated.
Oh, no.
Probably.
I could still sing you the song, but that's okay. Neither here nor there. Okay, here's a question I have for you. Why does Cam have such a problem with Deandra, who finally got the keys to the business in a lunch that had to be announced to everyone?
The lunch. And then, like, she kept on winking at her husband. And
I noticed that.
She was like, I'm a winker. And sometimes when you're a winker, you awkwardly wink at the wrong person. Wait. And I just felt like she kept on like giving him this one eye and putting her shoulder up. And I was like, stop. Like, that's your husband. You don't have to wink at him.
Wait, you know, I used to have a winking problem.
Where you couldn't wink?
No. I can wink. And I would to coworkers. And I'd be like, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to. Like, I'd be like, ha ha ha. And I'd like wink. And they would look at me. And I'm like, I didn't mean to do that. That is a Tourette's.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, why am I doing that? Like, it was so awkward. I did it, like, multiple times. I'm like, please don't fire me. I need this job.
Totally.
Not the one I'm at now, but the one before. That was nervy.
But, no. So, basically, it's like...
But why does... Okay, here's my... Sorry, this was the question I had, right? Mm-hmm. Why can Cameron give Deandra such a hard time about society, but she's like, ride or die for Leanne? Like, is she just that afraid of Leanne? What's the deal?
Leanne has her under a spell right now. And I didn't really put this connection till later. Like, Leanne used Deandra as much as she could, and she can't get any farther with Deandra. So Leanne's like, moving on to Cam. She has just as many society people that I need to get in with.
But why is Cam letting that be okay? That's what I don't understand.
Because I don't think she realizes that Leanne's completely manipulating her, and Leanne's like saying all the right things to her and not questioning Cam either. They each were like the outliers, and so now they teamed up to be together.
I guess, but it just seems like, okay, you don't want to be with Deandra because she's going to like ruin your status, but like the carny that threatens her hands everywhere, you're fine with her? You can be seen with her? I just figured it out.
What?
Leanne is her charity.
Choo. Choo choo.
Hello, train.
She's like being a debutante and like maybe helping this girl rise.
Oh my God, maybe she's doing a she's all that on Leanne. She's like bringing her up. She's like, you know, like, you're my charity case. Like, this is what, like, you know, instead of, like, adopting a family for Christmas, she's adopting a Leanne.
Do you think that Cam will be in the April 27th, 2019 wedding at the
LGBT?
The Cathedral of Hope.
When she said that she felt right in there because she's had just as many issues as the LGBTQ, I was like,
no.
Yeah, I was like, please don't.
Meanwhile, we're just like, where's the vodka? Do you guys got Tito's? Even pop-up. I don't even care. This is the execution chamber. I was like, oh my God.
Well, one, he can't see the bar because he only has one eye. I feel like he should team up with, maybe he needs to team up with Raquel and sport her glass eyes.
Oh my God, stop.
What?
Stop.
He could take, well, if Leanne's not going to come out with her eye patch line, he right. needs to borrow an eye from Raquel. She's got plenty of them in that computer desk drawer. But I think that Cameron, yeah, I think Cameron will be the maid of honor.
I could see that too.
And then Tiffany.
And is the wedding actually really going to happen?
No.
I think it will because it's like they need it for season 4.
I think that it's going to be like a falling out of, and she's going to be like, oh, my horrible dress is just doing so well.
Oh, okay.
And so we're going to see, like, businesswoman, and it's going to be, like, her against Cam, against Deandra. Like, who has the best line of dumb shit to sell?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Also, we also got to see a picture of Deandra from, like, the 90s where she looked like Delta Burke.
Deandra, like, she looked, was that the first time I saw her in jeans or something? There was something off about her at the frat party.
That was an awful outfit. Like, I get it was not having kind
of flattering.
It was like a ponytail, a gray t-shirt, jeans. Like,
maybe we're just not used to seeing her in jeans.
No, it was a weird, the whole look, I was like, first off, this is a finale party.
I know, but I loved it. I loved that it was cash. Like, Stephanie was barely wearing makeup. I loved her. Like, she kind of had, like, a Ryan hair in Harry Met Sally kind of thing.
Okay.
I was getting that vibe.
Okay. She's just an angel on earth.
I want to be her so bad.
She's the best. Now,
she's a sweetheart, and she cares so much, and she loves her husband. She's just happy.
Yeah. Well, sometimes she's not, though, remember?
I know. It makes me sad.
But we don't deserve Stephanie. And if she leaves next season, I'll be pissed.
I'm done.
Yeah. I'm done. I might watch, but I'm going to be really mad about it. Stephanie and Brandy forever. Also, okay. So let's talk about, like, this fight. Also, something that was, like, also, like, got me going, too, is so Cam and Leanne, when they're in that car, and I'm like, what are these gummy bears that they're eating? Chomping on these freaking... It made me think they were like these Sugar Fina gummy bears because they were like in a box. But I was like, stop chomping on them.
I was confused what they were eating, but it was clearly candy, right?
Yeah, no, it was gummy bears. It was like Sugar Fina. It looked like Sugar Fina, these like rosé flavored gummy bears.
Yeah, they're like $9.
Yeah, and it was like...
Maybe 11.
Like, I think that there's more to Brandy than she's like... showing, like, she's more than like a cheerleader, and I was like,
oh. And I'm more than a mom. I'm a CEO of Sparkle Dog Food, and I'm gonna get an edible sparkle glitter spray for your kids and dogs.
Is that what it was? I was trying to like figure out what was going on.
No, I don't know what it was. And then I was like, I have dry shampoo for my dog, but maybe it would be like dry shampoo with glitter in it.
You have a dry shampoo for your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Does your dog's hair get greasy?
It's more like a foam that smells nice. But it's called dry shampoo for dogs. And it smells great. Because you're not supposed to wash them that often. I would wash her like every day if I could.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But you're only supposed to wash them like every 3 weeks.
Okay.
Came off, sorry. Okay, let's get into this fight. So Leanne, basically, she was so stressed from losing her phone. Like, Rich got mad at her. You know, she was just infuriated. And then, like, Brandy comes and brings it back. So then she makes up this whole lie that she clones the phone.
So which annoying. Is
not actually, like, was that ever on camera?
No, Leanne's like kind of messy. Like, she does all of this stuff off camera.
Right.
All of her fights are off camera.
And it's all about being like tit for tat. She's like, my tat is always going to be bigger than your tit.
I'm like, where do you come up with these lines?
Like, no, she like writes down in a journal like lines, like one liners that she's going to say. Like, that one was like set up. She's like, my tit is going to always be bigger than your tat. No, my tit, my whatever. No, my tat is always bigger than your tit, and they're just stains.
Oh my God. She's just like out of control.
But I'll give you a dose of some carny medicine.
Oh, God, I don't want that. It's probably a mix of corn dog and Slurpee and sweat from an asshole of some guy who's got four teeth that's working the zipper ride.
That ride's scary. I went on that this summer. I thought I was going to die.
Oh, God.
Okay, but then her whole thing was like, no, the clone thing, that was just a joke. It wasn't a lie. It's just a joke.
It's just, well, and the, why would you make something up like that? Like, yeah, Brandy's stupid. Of course she's going to fall for it.
It actually, well, I was kind of like, wait, do they have that?
Well, I know. And then I was like thinking, like, do you know they say like that there's like.
That was crazy if they have that.
But they probably, I'm sure somebody does.
Like the FBI does.
Yeah. The CIA or Leanne Rich. Maybe you could be an ex-cop with a one eye. And you have the way to clone stuff. I just feel like it's just such a dumb lie. Like, why would you make it up? Like, you're just causing drama. And it's not, like, fun drama. Because all you're doing is aggravating Brandy. And all Brandy wants to do is piss you off. So, like, you're jonesing for a fight.
No, but I know at the same time, she's like, you know, whatever I do is always, like, seems so much bigger than what everyone else does. I kind of do see that side for Leanne.
But that's like, because nobody likes Leanne. Like, everybody, I honestly think people are more afraid of Leanne than, like, wanting to be her friend. Like, I think Carrie and Stephanie are just, like, it's easier to be nice to her than be on her bad side because she'll go after me. Like, right. Cam is just, she thinks.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
She's doing charity there. Deandra's had it up to there. Like, Brandy's over it. So it's like everything But I just feel like in the sense that like nobody's good friends with her. So they don't like they're a lot more forgiving of Brandy because Stephanie has a relationship with her and Brandy like isn't conniving in that sense to Stephanie. Right. So they are forgiving. Like Leanne, they're like either she's like at, like I have to work with her. So it's just easier for me to be on her side than not.
Right. Well, and then Leanne's like, I'm not Satan. I can't light you on fire. And then I'm like thinking the whole time, like, if she could, she would.
Well, then I was like, is this going to turn into a high school party a la Carrie? Like, everything's just going to light on fire? Like the movie Carrie?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sorry, not Carrie Duber. Right. But like all, like the all of a sudden just everything in the backyard is going to light on fire and they're all just going to die and Leanne's just going to walk away like.
Right.
Oh, God.
Okay, so then Brandy basically is talking to Cam, and she's like, she's not a reasonable human being. Like, she left her phone. Do you think I really took your phone? And then she – and this is when I could really tell Brandy did not steal the phone because she's getting so mad about it. Like, I'm not lying about this. And she's like, use your brain, Cameron. Like, why the hell would I steal her phone?
Don't tell me to use my brain. My brain came up with Sparkle dog food, so it's working just fine.
And I think it's also very interesting that, like, Court and Rich decide not to come to these parties because they don't want to be involved in these bitches' fights.
I think Rich is afraid of Leanne, too. I think Court's just, like, fucking the nanny.
I don't think that.
Okay.
But I do think, like, Rich, I think, is just like, I've been doing this for 9 years. Like, I'm almost in this a decade. I know exactly what this woman's capable of.
Yeah. He's, like, I'm just glad that it's, like, Cam. Oh, my God. So many trains.
Sorry.
So many trains. So, and then Cam's like, Leanne feels like you stole her phone. Like, but it's like, yeah, why wouldn't you use Find My iPhone? Like, why? Like, maybe, I don't know. The whole thing is just, like, so weird. I'm like, why?
Wait, okay. They have to have passcodes on all their phone. How come that never came up? Like, if Brandy found her phone, like, if anyone found my phone, like, out of those women, none of them would be able to get into it anyways.
Like, I'm going to be honest. I'm pretty predictable, and I've had multiple people break into my phone because they already know my password. It's
like your birthday?
Exactly. It's exactly what it is.
0505?
No.
Cinco de Mayo.
I know, but it's...
January, February, March, April, May.
It's no, you're correct. Month. I'm just telling you that's not the code.
5586.
Mary, stop!
You're going to change your phone.
Now I have to. I'm going to 0505. Just kidding. Oh, God. But I'm like, I'm predictable. So maybe Leanne's is probably like 666. Really easy to break into,
but now they have like the longer one, like you have to do 6 digits.
Well, no, you can choose 4 still.
Oh,
it's just, well, when now you, it's like just when you get
like face recognition.
Yeah, it's real creepy, but it's really annoying when it doesn't work. My work phone is a face recognition and I'm like, hello, open,
it's me. I'm sorry, I look like shit.
Yeah, it's like, all right. Okay, but anyways, I think I'm on Brandy's side on this. And then even when, like, so then, like, her and Leanne start, like, going at it.
Yeah.
And when Leanne put her finger on Brandy, like, first off, they were both provoking each other, clearly, right? Like, they're both doing it. But when Leanne put her, I was like, she is so lucky that is not me, because I would have grabbed that finger, broken it, and I would have gone at her.
Well, okay, but the whole thing was, like, Leanne, they're like, no, Leanne, you're a liar. Like, you lied about the colony thing. She's like, no, that was just a joke. And then they're like, and you called me an alcoholic. And Leanne's like, no, I never said those words. I might have said you drank too much. I might have. And then they're like, well, you insinuated that she was an alcoholic. She's like, but I never said that. Which, and then they do the flashback calling her an alcoholic.
Like, she's called her an alcoholic like 12 times this season.
I know. And then she's like, do you think you're better than the rest of us? And she is. She's trying to rile her up. And then when she puts the finger, it's like, who touched you? She's like, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out, you fucking bitch. Get the fuck out.
I've known Travis for 20 years. Get the fuck out of here.
I was like, Leanne got possessed.
I mean, no joke. Like, I texted you immediately and I was like, oh my God. Leanne is crazy. Like, that.
Dude, there was like a serpent slipped in her, and like there was like a devil look. Like, she switched. Like it was a full-on switch.
Like, when I'm talking about Carrie the movie, not Duber, like, right. That was a show. I was like, oh my God, she's possessed. Like, she's
possessed.
Like, it was frightening.
Scary. How come that was not a meme today? I didn't watch it till this afternoon.
Because I accidentally deleted it.
No, but like, I didn't see it anywhere.
Oh, I don't know. Because it's probably like scary. Like, if you post it, like, it's going to come out of your mirror later. You just say it 3 times, Leanne, Leanne, Leanne. You're like, oh, God! There she is. And she's like, they're just hands. I'm like, oh, my God, great. Could you go bake me some cookies in the kitchen? Use those hands. Go bake.
Hands good use.
Yeah. Actually, and there's some sparkled dog food that if you could put that in the dog's bowl, that'd be great. Thank you.
But so then Leanne goes to the corner alone. She's like, and this is when I'm like, she just put it on for the camera. She's
but
like,
that's when it was too fake for me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Keep going.
And she's like, Jesus Christ, please tell me what the fuck to
do. No. First off, she gets over there. She's like, be a motherfucking victim, like going crazy like talking to nobody. And then Carrie comes over. And Carrie is like very much like a voice of reason here. And I have to say, Carrie was very much also dressed like a college kid today. I was like, God, Carrie didn't dress up. And then I was like thinking back to what all these kids were wearing on Saturday. And I was like, nope, she looked pretty accurate. Right. Great bod, looked accurate. But that's when Leanne started doing, you can go ahead.
Jesus Christ, please tell me what the fuck to do. I can't hear you, God. You have fucking left me. I'm so fucking alone. And then Carrie chimes in.
She's like, no, get up. I'm right here. But like Leanne's like laying on the floor. Like she's basically like Vickying it. Like I've been nailed to the cross like Jesus.
Totally.
But it was like, it was too much. Like even like Carrie even like threw her cup at her.
She was like dripping out her beer, her like keg beer.
Like it was so, I just thought it was so, that was when I was like finally like, I'm over Leanne.
I completely agree. Like
she should have cried. Like don't, like that whole, like her whole like soliloquy, I was like, all right, Shakespeare, like kick it. Like you're done.
But I was also kind of annoyed, like Brandy then also like had like a breakdown, and like I also, you could see like in Brandy's eyes though, like she had had like 5 drinks.
Oh, at least. She's like on Jello shot number 20.
Yeah. And I'm like, here's your morning recovery.
Yeah. Yeah, send it out to her. But then like Stephanie comes over, and I think honestly, like I think Stephanie is just trying to be like, okay, like this is for my husband, and actually there's a lot of rich people here too, so if you could just like pull yourself together with the like the weird clown bows in your hair, and like let's just, why don't we hop in the foam, it'll be fine, everything's fine, it's fine guys, right. And I felt bad for her. And then
she felt caught in the middle. And then, like, and now I know that's going to be a point of contention at the reunion, because I think Brandy's going to be like, I'm your best friend. Like, why did you go talk to Leanne?
And I feel like Stephanie literally can't say, because we have to work with her, and she frightens me. Right. She's not going to say that. She's going to just be like, I just, I want positivity. Okay.
Leanne's going to be like, well, she started it.
Right. It's just, it's going to be a disaster. So it was kind of funny that at the end, you know, when they're always doing like the updates of what the women are doing now, like I felt like these were the most unflattering photos of everybody, like especially Brandy when she was like up in the pyramid and it was like a double chin of her. I was like, wow, maybe the editors don't like her.
I thought that the words were like, usually they're like kind of funny and cheeky, but this was like, DeAndre's company's growing. She has more than $200 in her bank account. She hasn't spoken to Leanne.
Yeah. Cam's with Sparkle dog spray with glitter. Has a distributor looking for more. Like, and then Carrie's like, the reno's done, but it was an inch off, so they have to redo it again. And Mark's oven has an Instagram account. It's like, yeah, we fucking know about the Instagram account.
And then Leanne's is like, Leanne's wedding date is April whatever, and they're having a cops and Carney dessert table with cotton candy and donuts. DeAndre's not the maid of honor.
It's like, Steph survived her month without Travis, and she's going to do it again in February.
I thought that was so lame. Like, they couldn't think of anything better for her.
I know. That's why it's like, and then Brandy's like, Bruin's officially a Redman, and now he says, excuse me, when he passes gas, which is often. And I just felt like it was like, wow. Like, I feel... The Dallas finale was like very exciting for me. I thought the season was good. I think Dallas is a treasure. Today you posted a photo of Jersey, which is like, you know, going to take over for Dallas when the reunions are over. And I was like, I was not excited for Jersey. Like, I thought this was supposed to be the best season, and I was so underwhelmed. Like, Dallas brought it way more last night than Jersey did.
I agree. Jersey last night was such a snooze fest to me.
I think you and I are in the minority of that.
Apparently, our friend Danny thinks it was great. I was like, what?
No, I was reading a lot of the comments and people were like, what? I thought this season was so good. I'm like, we had to watch 20 minutes of a cow herding competition. What did you say it was like?
I texted Courtney and I was like, I feel like I'm watching The Bachelor, like how they take the girls on these adventures that they've never done to put them out of their elements, like AKA cow modeling. I'm like, and also I was just thinking if I had to do that, I do not like animals.
Well, they, yeah.
Besides my own.
Right.
Like they do like those. Well, and I like horses. I can't decide. Okay. I like horses and dogs.
Basically, but I don't want to groom a cow. It's not on my list of things I want to do. I don't want to like watch them shit and piss over everything.
It could be unpredictable. So like that kind of scares me and they're really big. So like I honestly would like genuinely frighten me to do that.
Yes, all of their eyes when they kept showing the horse or the cows, like they all looked like they were like miserable or upset and I felt bad. I was like, is this going to turn into a dodo video and then like I'm going to start crying at the end of it?
I also think, you know why New York is so good? Because we always say it's because they're always in the same house, which these women were besides Dolores in the trailer.
Uh-huh.
But it's maybe because they don't drink as much. Like
New York housewives don't drink as much?
No, like Jerseys don't drink as much. Like
I was like, what?
I feel like the New York girls, like they stay up late and like have a blast together.
Oh, right.
I don't think these women do.
No, the only people drinking, like when Melissa was going down the list of people who drink, she's like, Teresa's, you know, doesn't want to get fat. Dolores, like, boring. Marge gets a headache just looking at alcohol. She doesn't even mention the other one. And then she's like, so Jennifer's going to be the girl I get drunk with.
Right.
And I'm like, well, Melissa, you don't even drink. You drink like a cup. Like
Margaret and Dolores have said that they don't really drink. Melissa's body, I think that's the best housewife body of all time.
She looks, she's, for as boring as she is, she's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. Great bod.
But when she was wearing at the cow show that like denim.
Oh, so cute.
What would you call that? Not a dress? Yeah, I guess a dress. Like overall dress?
No, it was a denim dress with buttons down the front. I have something similar, but it does not look anything like that on me.
She looked like stunning. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Have we done the...
No, we haven't because they were not in the first two episodes.
Okay.
So and we were off last week.
We're going to do the Jersey taglines. Here we go. Marge. I can make you laugh or make you cry. Your choice.
Melissa, don't try to bully me because I'm a boss. I don't like
Jackie
that one.
Jackie, she does the blog about parenting. Mm-hmm. I have 4 kids, 2 degrees, and 1 kick-ass life.
Mm-hmm. Dolores, I may put up a tough front, but I'll never leave you behind. It's like, that doesn't even make sense.
Is she talking about Soggy?
No, I think maybe she's talking about Frank.
Oh,
true. I have no idea. That's stupid.
Okay, Jennifer, the Turkish princess. I'm obsessed with my family, traditions, and Chanel.
Yeah. Teresa, these days I don't throw punches. I roll with them. And I'm like, all of these lines, like I thought the OC was bad when it's like, there's a cougar in the OC. I was like, that's way better than any of these.
There's a cougar loose in the OC.
Yeah, but that's way better than any of these lines.
And wait, let's talk about their 2 truths and a lie.
Why do we have to spend 15 minutes on 2 truths and a lie? I don't care that.
But only three of them were shown. I want to know what the other ones were.
Trey's like, okay, I went to camp. I went to jail. I don't know what tax fraud is.
You went to jail's the lie.
I'm like, yep, that's right, because I went to camp. But it was like, I don't care that Jennifer shit her pants. It's like, what was Melissa's were stupid. Like, and then Marge is like, I've done cocaine once. It's like, ooh, Marge is a wild child. It's like, Vanderpump kids do cocaine once every hour.
But Marge, like, getting locked in the closet by her husband, like, what was that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
mean? Like, she just, like, slyly said that, like, two truths and a lie. I hooked up with my high school gym teacher. My ex-husband locked me in a closet, and I did cocaine once.
But it was – my ex-husband locked me in a closet when he was mad at me.
Like, and that was true. That was one of the truths.
That was the truth. It was, like, the gym teacher was the lie. And I was like, wait – why? She's like, well, you know, that's why we're divorced. I'm like, I thought we were divorced because you cheated on him with your current husband. But the closet thing's a good thing, too. Okay. That's weird.
And then, okay, Dolores is like, she's like totally trying to clear the air. Like, I do not sleep with Frank. So, okay, my lies. I had sex with Frank last week. I had airplane sex. And I bit a girl in the head. They did not even touch on. So the lie was that she had sex with Frank, but we didn't. And then they're like, who did you have airplane sex with? Yeah. We did not touch on why you bit a girl in the head. Like, what happened there?
I'm laughing so hard because it's so ridiculous.
Like, what are you talking about? You bit a girl in the head.
Well, just to see how she tasted.
And then Jennifer's like, okay, so one time I dressed up as a dominatrix and a submissive. I have a Brazilian beauty lift. Do you guys know my husband's a plastic surgeon? And another time I shit my pants.
It's like,
why would you ever admit that? The lie was that she doesn't have the Brazilian butt lift.
Like, you're putting on TV that you've shit your pants and that you're a dominant submissive. You're like, but it was before my controlling husband took over. He did not like that. It was like, so, but you just dressed up like you weren't.
It's this whole dinner, and like Teresa's like, I'll get the grilled chicken and jalapenos. But what's a moat? What's a moat? She didn't know what a moat was.
What's a moat?
Like, they were talking about the Jennifer woman was like, well, I have a wife. I have a woman to cook and clean. And then, you know, I have like a security system.
Oh, like a moat at a castle moat? Yeah. Oh, I thought you were relating it to food. I was like, what that is? Okay.
But I loved the point that the other – I think Jackie and the new girl is going to be good. She is going to do enough pot stirring, but she has a clear head. She's like an Emily.
Jackie, the one that's friends with Melissa.
Yeah.
I agree. I think she's like a reliable kind of housewife.
Right. She's gonna question you, but in a sane way.
Right.
Like she's intelligent.
Right. But she's too intelligent, I actually think, for this group. I think Marge and her are too intelligent for this group.
I don't know how intelligent Marge is, but I love the like heroes and cake thing. I adore that. But then I love that the woman made the point. She's like, so you trust these people with your kids, but you do random back checks because you're afraid about the silverware.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, it could be Chanel.
So bad.
Okay, so let's talk about like basically
what... the episode was about,
it's like setting the scene for Marge and Jennifer are gonna get into it all season long.
Choo choo.
It's like, should we just sing like drops of Jupiter in her hair? That's a song by Train.
I've seen Train like 3 times. I love them. They're from San Francisco.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, so it was setting the scene. It was basically like Jennifer's brag book. She's like, I have a better sunset. I have 16 bathrooms to shit in. So like 2 weeks.
So it's like, why would you shit in your pants then? If you have 16 bathrooms, why are you shitting in your pants?
What else did you, I mean, what were they calling it? The Monte Carlo? Like, yeah. She's like, I have a fountain.
Well, and then she was like also like insulting, is it Patty? Polly? I feel like have we seen Polly before? Does Polly kind of look like Kathy Hilton?
Maybe it's just like she has her eyes done like that look.
Anyways, okay. But she was like making fun of Polly's house and she's like, I'd never move to Oklahoma. And then they like introduce her to a plastic surgeon. She's like, how's the plastic surgery out here? Like she just got wasted.
Yeah, she did get wasted.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm kind of reading some stuff. Okay. So Well, yeah, she got wasted off of rubbing alcohol. I mean, tequila.
Yeah, everything was just like an insult. She just was doing a lot of insulting.
She's like, how do we drink out of these solo cups? I want to be glamorous. Like, the only thing to do here is cow tipping.
Yeah, and then I did like that they finally, like, called her out on it, because I think, like, Polly was actually, like, really hurt by it.
It's, I mean, could you imagine being in someone's home and insulting everything about it? Like, I have 16 bathrooms, you have a trailer. What's country music? Country music is a snore. Play some house music. We're your guests. Let's have fun.
Yeah, the whole thing was, like, kind of weird. I just, I feel well, like...
it was, as Marge said, it was socially inappropriate.
She has the worst manner she's ever seen.
She's a one-upper.
No, but do you think she's doing it because she's, like, a first-season housewife? Because her excuse was, like, I'm funny.
No, she's a one-upper, and I think it's because she wants to feel like I can be in this group and, like, I have all the money to be in this group, but then it's, I always say, people that actually have money don't show it.
Right. Well, I mean, she has 16 you bathrooms, know, like, though. Yeah, yeah. We never talk about money because we're rich. but she has 16 bathrooms. And so maybe she doesn't have any bedrooms and it's just 16 bathrooms. She doesn't ever actually mention the bedrooms. Food for thought. Think about it. Sit on it. Ponder it.
I think, no, she has. She has 9.
Oh, okay. But I also thought it was interesting, too, that she was like, I will not respect my husband by two-stepping with a 20-year-old. Like, these were, like, kids they were, like, two-stepping with. And she was like, nope, I will not.
I know. Well, and then she's also getting her daughter the Hello Dreams house because she can't sleep without her.
And it's $400. And the Hello Dreams house.
Yeah.
I'm ready for Jersey to, like, bring it. Again, we have to see, like, oh, Joe Gorga went to dinner with his dad, and then he also went with Melissa's mom. It's like,
I want drunk Donna and Nono to hook up.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh my know. God, I love that. I think it's adorable.
I like that they have, like, a relationship, though. But it's like, okay, do you think that he's like, because the dad is like, oh, your wife leaves and you come and hang out with me.
And well, yeah, I feel like he was like, yeah, I gotta go check in on dad. Tree's gone.
I keep wavering on, do I think, like, I think that the Gorgas are selfish, right? But I think that he could probably do more. But I also feel like the dad's putting, like, a lot of pressure. He's like, you don't call me in 2 weeks. It's like, well, is Nono calling Joe? Or is he just sitting there waiting?
Do this to me as well.
Okay.
So they say, because I'm like, I haven't talked to you guys in a couple of days. They're like, we didn't call. And I'm like, well, you didn't call me. And they're like, well, we don't like to bother you because we know you have a life. So I just am kind of in charge of calling and checking in just because, but then if it's been a long time, meaning like 3 to 4 days,
I feel like you talk to Carmi like daily.
I pretty much do.
But Chucky gets upset. But
sometimes there's like a few days that you go and then I'll be like, you didn't even call me. And then she'll be like, well, I just want you to have a life.
Yeah. My mom does say to me,
I'm not going to be there.
Oh, my mom's like, why haven't I talked to you? I'm like, but it's only been 2 hours. And she's like, well, okay. Just remember, I won't always be here. I'm like, okay, I will call. I call my mom like 12 times a day. She's already called twice since we've been taping this.
Normal.
And then she was texting me. She's telling me our dog fell down the stairs. Aww, poor little Barb. She's fine. She's just embarrassed. That's what she texted me. The dog's fine. She's just like really embarrassed. I'm like, oh.
Poor Barb.
I know, poor Barb.
Okay, let's go to Real Housewives of Orange.
Wait, no, my point was on this about the dad, though. What, like, he needs to put, I think he needs to get his ass in a car and drive over to Joe Gorga's.
Can he drive? I don't think he can.
Okay, I think they can afford an Uber. If they can afford those horrible houses, he can just, like, or Joe can pick him up and then he can stay there.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it's a two-way street, no. Okay.
I get it.
Okay. Let's go to Orange County. So I know we didn't talk about the finale last week. Did we talk about the finale?
Snooze fest. But okay. As they were, you know, they were recapping everything at the reunion. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, I actually, the recaps were great. And I was like, wait, there were some great moments this season. That's what I kept on thinking. And I think it was that the season was too long. They could have done like 3 episodes less.
Okay.
And I think it would have been like more bang for a buck.
Well, but the problem with the OC, though, and this is, again, going back to New York, is you cannot have teams. You cannot not, tape with people. Like, it cannot be the Tres Amigas versus the young kids.
Right.
It can't be that. So, like, it doesn't work. Like, New York works so well because even though they're fighting, they're all still at the same events.
Right.
And they're all still, like, being bitches to each other, but also being nice to each other. So, it just doesn't work.
But do you think if they had less episodes, it could be better? Like, sometimes a less is more situation?
Sure.
I think they have too many filler moments.
It would have done us all a huge favor if that season was less. I also laughed too when Andy was like, oh, Vicky, I'm eyeballing the face. She's like, thank you. He's like, I didn't compliment it yet.
Totally throwing shade.
Because I think Andy actually hates Vicky, like loves her because she's like the OG, right? And she basically started it all, but also is like, you are a horrible human being.
Well, and like Kelly's whole thing is like, I'm not coming back if Vicky is.
What do you think?
Do you think they'll actually fire Vicky?
Vicky has this problem where she goes to the reunion and she goes like catatonic. It's like, stop taking the Xanax, Vicky. We need you to bring it. You know, like ever since the Brooke season, like when the cancer stuff and she showed up, like now she shows up and she's just like,
I'm not going to fight with you. And then she'll just say, you do cocaine.
Yeah. She's like, well, Kelly, you do cocaine. It's like, okay, so I called you fat. So you said I do cocaine. Michael also says that you're never with your daughter. I haven't talked to Michael in over 6 months. You called me a fart? She called me a fart. And it's like, I need a little bit more emotion from you, Vicky. Like, you were actually, Vicky was enjoyable this season just because Tamara and Shannon were just like kind of not.
Mm-hmm.
And so Vicky became enjoyable because she was like back in the good graces. And she saw that people were fighting with Shannon. So she's like, okay, I'm just going to slide by.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yes.
Let's go point by point.
I think it could be 15 episodes. I think you're right.
It definitely needs to be cut down.
I think we're only getting 2 reunion episodes, right? Or are we getting 3?
Oh. Well, I actually thought this was an amazing reunion. Like, they went full force right away.
Yeah.
Why did they all look so orange? Like, they were all had, like, a horrible spray tan. And then they, like, had some, like...
They, like, greased themselves down.
Yeah. Top of it.
They were, like, trying to do, like, what the Atlanta's ladies do, and they do it, and the Atlanta ladies always look, like, so good at reunions, and, like, they're shiny and gorgeous, and they're like, okay, we're gonna try that, too, and then they just were like, if I just stand under this baby oil shower, it'll be really good. It's like, it's not good.
It was bad, and especially, like, Tamara, like, it looks really strange around her chest area.
She has a uniboob. What's going on? But yeah, she's had her boobs done 12 times.
Her boobs this week. Yeah. It's kind of interesting.
It's weird.
Okay, so we basically start where they show, like, the Mexico trip, which we had such a blast on that Mexico trip.
That was really fun.
And they're going to the bars, and they're in Andalays, and they're having heart-to-hearts, and they're talking about soulmates. But then basically Gina turns this into her situation. She's like, wait, Vicky, you said you didn't want that life. And you did that in Mexico.
But we said that too. We said that on this podcast too. You said you didn't want the life of going out to clubs, and yet there you are in Andalays getting one. We said that on a podcast a couple weeks ago.
That I didn't want to go out?
No. We called Vicky out for the same thing that Gina did. We know you want to go out, Mary.
I was like, I don't think I said that.
No, we know.
I just want to drink my morning recovery and go out and have tequila shots.
Oh, dear. Yes, exactly. But, like, I like that she called it. And then Kelly's like, she's hypocritical. Kelly was, like, down to take Vicky down at this reunion.
Yeah. Oh, and then Vicky was like, no, I didn't say I didn't want to go out. I said I don't want to be single again.
And then Emily kept, like, interjecting too, being like, I admire Steve and Vicky's relationship. Kelly's like, how do you even know their relationship? Have you seen them together? How do you know?
And then Vicky's like, dial it down, Kelly. Dial it down.
And then we had to do, like, a Vicky package about her men.
Well, and then Andy asked a very good question. He said, do you want to be married, or do you want to be married to Steve Lodge? There's right. a difference. Do you just want to be married or do you want to be married to
this
Steve?
This is a good question because we've asked this as well. She says she wants to be married to Steve, but like obviously that's how she has to answer. Like what's she going to say?
Well, and then she kind of took back the Brooks as her soulmate thing and then also said he's just like Dirty John and that she's going to take him to court. And they're like, you're wasting your money because he doesn't have any money.
First off, I would love to see that Excel spreadsheet that she has.
I know.
Like, what does it look like?
Well, it's the like teeth. A car.
Maybe all the condoms she made it buy because he's got girth Brooks, so she had to buy like the extra, extra large.
She didn't use condoms.
Ugh.
Gross. They did it 4 times a day.
Ugh, gross.
So then if they were using condoms, they'd be using like 28 a week.
Yeah, so maybe she's been charging him for those. She probably is charging him. She probably has like life insurance on him too.
Seriously. But she did say that point that the reason why she's keeping it is so that she'll get her alimony money back.
Who do you think's going to die first though, Vicky or Dawn? I feel like Vicky's going to have a plastic surgery accident.
Oh my God, don't say that.
No, I mean, I'm not wishing it on her. I just feel like Dawn is like living his best life right now.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
Didn't know. I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were so attached to Vicky. This is just a hypothetical.
I know. I just get weird about that.
Okay, so let's talk about Gina and Matt. First off, how rude that we still have not seen Hot Matt on the show. Thank God for Instagram. But basically, they were asking her, like, did you start the show knowing your marriage was ending? And I felt like her and Shannon had a weird connection there.
Yeah. They thought they were doing it to save their marriage, which, yeah, because every reality TV show, you save your marriage.
Yeah.
Let's talk about all the divorces just in Orange County.
All of them.
Gina Keough, Vicky, Tamara, Lizzie. Well, I think they're still kind of back together.
Kelly, Shannon,
Lynn Curtin.
Yeah. Alexis Bellino. Oh my God, my Alexa turned on again. I can't say that. But
sorry, what device?
please turn
Bellino.
Off. Bellino.
Oh, sorry, I didn't find a device named off.
Okay. but yeah, I mean, they've all basically been divorced in Orange County.
Especially
in
Orange County.
Yeah. Well,
but also New York. Luann, Bethany.
Ramona. Dorinda. Oh, no, Richard died.
Yeah, was already broken up.
Yeah, but she still feels it to this day.
Jill Zarin. Bobby passed.
Yeah, I'm like, no. But there's just, I mean, all of them. Reality TV does not help marriages.
Never saved a marriage, let's just say even when we had David Bedore's funeral, didn't save that marriage.
Yeah, and it didn't, I mean, not even Nene and Greg, they had to divorce and then get remarried.
Wait, and also, thank you for the listener that sent us a picture of David Bedore this week.
Oh my God, at his daughter's
basketball game.
His hair has got to go.
So long, you guys, it's horrible. They said he was cheering on the whole time, so that's kind of sweet.
So it's good he's at least being a decent dad.
Yeah.
Was it his kids, though, or was it the Live, Laugh, Losers kids?
No, I think it was his kids.
Okay, good. Okay. So
she basically is like, the relationship wasn't enough. There's no more flowers. There's no more compliments. He doesn't say I love you. So it's just, we're done.
Yeah, and I just think it's like, I think she came onto this show to divorce him.
Okay.
I think she had to find this. I think she like seriously had to figure out, like, so many of these people do it, you know, where they come on the show, they need to get like an income of their own.
No, that's true.
And so they join this show and they're like, and then you become attached to these characters and then they're like, oh, I'm going through this hard time and now I have to make money for myself. So pretty soon we're going to see Gina on QVC with Shannon shilling out cream cheese salmon. I'm fat!
And then they touched on the religion part with her, which I completely predicted.
Did you?
I was like, she was definitely Catholic because she's Italian.
Yeah. Okay.
And she was like, she said she had a full Catholic mass. Her kids are baptized.
Just in case.
That's what I like. She's agnostic.
Yeah,
Gina's like, I might get to the gates before you, Vicky.
Oh, I love that because Vicky was just... Just shut up, Vicky. I like Gina. And I think Gina's for sure coming back because Did we mention this on the podcast that she's in that that Bravo commercial? I feel like we said something about it. She's in a Bravo commercial with Giselle and Brandy Redmond.
Oh no.
They're talking about the new Wreck-It Ralph movie or whatever. So I'm like, okay, she's coming back. You wouldn't put her in a commercial. Like, none of the OC ladies are turning that down. So it's not like, oh, she was the only one available. It's like, nobody's turning that down.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then we go into Kelly, Michael, and Vicky.
Yes. But
Why can't Vicky just say she's wrong? She cannot apologize. She's like Ramona. Ramona's like, I'm sorry. But, like, Vicky can never, like, ever take blame for anything. Like, Ramona will say sorry and not mean it. But, like, Vicky will not even do that.
And she completely... The whole season was about how Vicky broke girl code because... So basically, Vicky and Kelly's mutual friend went for Michael. And it sounds like they only went on two dates. Mm-hmm. And then it also seems like Michael and Vicky and Steve have gone out to dinner with other women with him. I think Vicky did handle that wrong. She should have told Kelly. She's better friends with Kelly than Michael. And Vicky's like, well, I can't choose sides. Da, 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 da. And then she's like, basically is like, well, I know a lot of stuff Michael said about you. He said there was 14 years of hell being married to you, that you're never with Jolie, that you're always traveling. He has her all the time and you do coke. And the coke thing came out of nowhere. It like did not follow the storyline.
Well, also remember that she did this to Megan King Edmonds. Where she was Jim said that it's been the worst 4 years of his life or 4 months or whatever it was.
Right. She just, like, repeats gossip.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's, like, that's the kind of shit that, like, Phaedra got fired for. Granted, Phaedra was, like, rape, but it's, like, Vicky is basically kind of doing the same thing. And I don't think that they're going to get rid of... I just don't think that they're going to get rid of her. Do you?
I think Bravo should take a stance and they've got to cut her out. Because, I mean, come on, the cancer scam. I can't believe they didn't take her out after the cancer scam.
I 100% agree.
And then now it's like, you can't just say, like, people are doing drugs. And then Kelly's like, you do blueberries. You do blueberries. I was like, what are blueberries?
Oh, the like, edibles, the blueberry edibles. And then they're like, no. Like
fresh berries?
Well, I assume that they're probably, like, cooked in THC oil or something. I don't know. I'm not making blueberry pot stuff.
I just don't know about those stores.
I don't think it's fresh blueberries. It's probably like something that's like rolled into something, whatever. Either way, it's like pot is legal, like weed is legal in California. She's like, I don't do that. It's like, guys.
I know, completely lying.
It's like, guys, it's okay. You smoke some weed. We know Kyle Richards, it's okay to say you smoke some weed. Well, not on camera. It's like, you are on here to show your lives.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Come on. I just feel like, and then like when Kelly and her twerp and dork is like, you know what? She's like a fart, silent but deadly.
Kelly's comebacks, like, they're golden, but they're terrible.
They're terrible. It's like, what's better than a part? What was her one? Like, what's better than a part B? A parte.
And then she's like, Steve has red flags over it. He's Liza Minnelli.
So funny. I really like that one. I forgot who posted it, but there was like a really good photo of Liza Minnelli in like Cabaret, but Vicky's face on it. And I was Liza Minnelli. And then here's the thing, though. Kelly should have like really quickly just dropped the cocaine line.
Well, Tamara re-brought it up. She's like, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about cocaine.
Tamara, that fucking
And you knew shitster. You knew they had those tres abuelas, amigas, chicas, whatever, had, like, cooperated before.
Oh, yeah. They had, like, a powwow. Like, this is what we're going to take all these girls down on because they can't. We need to protect each other. Even though Tamara's like, hey, Shannon, I'm going to take you down in part 2 and 3, okay? And you're just going to take it because then that's going to give us fodder for the storyline for next season. I just feel like you shouldn't come after people as like parents. And I like that Gina was sticking up for Kelly.
Yeah.
Emily was pretty silent.
Well, and then she was like, you believe Michael. And she's like, she's like, I never said you were a bad mother, and I haven't talked to Michael in 6 months. And it's like, well, then why are you saying all this shit then?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, in the beginning, it's like, it doesn't make sense. Like, you're saying, like, oh, Michael says this, but you haven't talked to him in 6 months. So maybe Michael 6 months ago said, oh, yeah, Kelly's not in town this month because she was somewhere, whatever. But it's like, Vicky,
you can tell on her Instagram, you can tell she's gone for a week, and when she's doesn't have Julie, she's gone.
Yeah, I did.
She doesn't want to be in that apartment alone.
Yeah, because it's too gaudy for her. But I like when she's like, have you ever seen me do booger sugar? And I was like, oh, she's talking about the boog shug.
The booger sugar is the new pasta.
Yeah, it's the new pasta. It's just sprinkle it on, it's the new Parmesan. You sprinkle it on your pasta. And it's not about it. And she's like, well, you called me fat. It's like, actually, she called you a pig. And so did Slade.
Oh, so bad. It's so bad. But, and then I like how they, like, went off camera, quote unquote, and Vicky's like, or Tamara's like, you can't say that, Vicky. She's like, well, that's what I heard.
No, she said that's what we heard, as in, like, all of them, the Trace Abuelas. Like, they were trying, Tamara was probably like, oh, good job, Vicky, you should have said that. But she's like, you can't say that. Like, we don't have evidence. You
don't see her facial reaction.
Yeah. She's like, you can't see because I'm wearing a glass eye, but I'm winking. And then Kelly calls Michael. Kelly basically has, like, a panic attack in the room.
Yeah.
And I really liked her. It makes me sad that her and Michael couldn't be like this when they were together, because they're just so cute together now. I just feel like they have such a good relationship with each other now.
Yeah. And she's like, Vicky told me you lived in 14 years of hell. I do coke and I'm a bad mom. You know I'm anti-drugs. And then I love how Michael's like, control your temple. Like, do not hit anybody. Do not hit anybody. I was like, whoa.
Well, yeah. And then Vicky's just like, who says I'm a fart? She called me fat. Like, it was like, I'm ready. This is one of the more exciting episodes of OC.
They just had to do 3 episodes left. I actually loved the reunion. And I'm saying goodbye to Vicky. Farewell. So long.
I mean, OC just needs an overhaul. We've said it time and time again.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like worried that nobody's listening still, because if we've gone off the Richter today. If you're still with us, thank you.
Rate us 5 stars only.
No, I don't want any more reviews.
Killer guys. They're hilarious. You made me feel good about myself.
I just want to clarify, Mary wants the 5 stars.
Five stars only. Don't make us sad.
But thank you for writing that in your review.
If you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. But except if it's about Bravo Lover. It's just not about us. Okay.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, everybody have a great weekend. Mary, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to a bachelor party.
Fun. I will be at Disneyland on Saturday with the happiest place on earth. Yeah, but I hope everybody else has a great weekend. We are getting into the holiday swing of things, so it's very exciting. Everything's going to be going by so fast, but we're thankful for all of you guys as usual.
Thanks for listening. 5 stars only. Bye.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow Body Set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go Facial Set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.